Welcome to Owning Scripture, a podcast dedicated to the study and memorization of God's Word. We're so glad you're here. Let's get started. Well, hey friends, welcome to episode 54 of the Owning Scripture podcast. My name is Andy Lackey, and I'm your host, and so glad to have you with us here on Friday, January the 14th, which means we have gotten through now 2 weeks of our Bible reading program. So today's episode will be very short. I just wanted to check in with you to see how you're doing, to encourage you to stay with the program. I know you're probably very excited. I know there's a lot of excitement around the office or around our family with the potential for snow coming this weekend. So if it does snow, I do pray that you are safe, and I also pray you're able to get out and enjoy the snow with your family. But if you do get snowed in for a couple of days, hey, maybe use this as a time to do some extra Bible reading. Perhaps you missed a day this past week. Hey, that's okay. As I've said before, you're never behind. If you missed a day, that's okay. Just move forward and maybe take a weekend like this where maybe you have some extra time to go back and do some makeup reading. But just stay with the program. Be encouraged. Know that you are engaged in God's Word every single day, and this is going to pay great, great dividends for you in the days, weeks, months ahead. And I would also encourage you not to get discouraged. I know sometimes some of the sections of the Bible can be more challenging than others. I know this middle section of Job, which we just read, that can seem a little tedious at times because you have this dialogue between Job and his friends that seems to go back and forth and back and forth. And that can seem a little challenging for us as we read through that. But be encouraged, because then you get to come to sections like what we're in now, where we see God respond and see these magnificent words where God comes and he's speaking to Job. And those verses are so convicting, so encouraging. So hang in there, just enjoy it. Know that there's going to be peaks and there's going to be valleys as you go through this Bible reading program. I do want to give you a tip today that I hope you find helpful. And that is something I mentioned last week, but I'll mention it again and maybe clarify a couple of things. And that is, I suggest that when you do your Bible reading, that you also listen to the audio at the same time. There's something about seeing the Word and hearing the Word that helps us to engage multiple senses, which I think makes the Word stick. It makes it go from maybe from our heads down to our hearts and to our souls. And so I think the more senses that we can use with our Bible reading, the better. And so what I would encourage you to do is, as you listen to the Bible, make sure you find a narrator, someone who reads the Bible to you, a voice that you enjoy, that's pleasant to you, that you can relate to. And there's different audio Bibles out there. There's certainly audio Bibles that are on your Bible reading app. That's the easiest way to do this. But if those voices don't work for you, there's other options as well. But I did want to point out one thing that you may or may not know, and that is, if you are using the YouVersion Bible app, which I'm sure probably many of you are, there are ways that you can choose from different voices. So I want to share my screen with you now and just show you a couple little things there that I think may be helpful to you. So the first thing that you want to do is open up your Bible app. And for me, I'm using the YouVersion app, which is located here at the top left corner of my screen. That's hopefully the one that you are using. At the very bottom of this homepage, you'll see where it says Plans. I'll tap on Plans. That brings me up to My Plans. And My Plan is the Bible Recap Plan, which I'm sure most of you are also using. I'll tap on that, which brings us to today's reading, January the 14th. I'm going to tap on Job 38. Now, at the very top, where it says Job 38, to the right of that, it says NIV. That's the translation that I'm using. So I'm going to tap on that, and that brings up other translations that you can choose from. Now, notice where it says, under recently used, it says NIV, and to the right of NIV, there's a little sound icon, and the little number 3. That means there are 3 audio versions of this Bible available for you. If you look below that, at the NLT, the New Living Translation, you'll see there's the little number 2. That means there's 2 audio versions. The CSB, the KJV, the ESV, which I'm sure many of you are using, there's only 1 audio version available on this app. But I'm using the NIV, so I'm going to tap on that. And I'm going to tap now at the very top to the right of the NIV, where you see the little sound icon. I'm going to tap on that. That brings up this audio player. And just above the play button on the audio player, you see the tab Switch Narrator. So I will tap on that, And when I do, you can see there are three different audio Bibles for me to choose from: the Listener's Bible NIV edition, the New International Version Anglicized edition, and the Listener's Bible NIV edition dramatized, which means there's probably more music and dramatic effects and things of that sort. So the one I'm using, the one I have really enjoyed, is the middle one, the Anglicized audio edition. I love this man's voice. It's very easy on my ear, and I am finding it to help my Bible reading. It's really enhancing my Bible reading experience as I listen to him read the Bible, as I read it with my eyes on the printed page. But that works for me. That may not work for you. You may not enjoy his voice at all. So I would just suggest that you play around with this and you find the Bible audio that works best for you. Okay, so I hope that was helpful to you. Find a voice that works for you, and I think it will really enhance and enliven your Bible reading experience. I do want to leave you with one verse today that you can memorize. It's a very short verse. It comes right after God has spoken to Job in this very powerful language. And now we see Job in chapter 42 respond. And he's been brought to his knees to a place of repentance. And in Job 42, verse 2, Job says these words. He says, "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Job 42, 2. Let me read that to you one more time. "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Boy, that's a very simple verse, but a very powerful verse. And that's a verse that we need to keep in mind as we go through our day-to-day lives, and to be reminded again and again that we know that God can do all things. There's not one thing that God cannot do. No matter what problem you may be going through, no matter what situation you may be facing right now, when you have God on your side, know that God can do all things. You may know someone right now who's going through a very serious illness. Maybe the doctor has given them a diagnosis that they didn't want to hear, that you didn't want to hear. And maybe things don't look good for that individual, or maybe they don't look good for you. Hey, well, know that no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the medical results say, God can do all things. God can heal. God can heal via medicine. God can heal via doctors, nurses. But God can also heal via a miracle. God can do all things. There's nothing that God cannot not do. Now, maybe God has other plans. Maybe God is calling your friend home. That may be the case as well. But God can also maybe heal that friend right now in the present situation. Know this. God can do all things. And no purposes of God can be thwarted. He has a purpose, he has a plan, and his purposes and his plans are perfect. And so you can rest in that. Take comfort in that. Know that God's ways are best. So this is a little verse for you to maybe memorize if you have some extra time over the next week, where you can be reminded, as Job reminds us, that "I know that you, God, can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Well, friends, that will do it for this week's episode. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend. If the snow comes, which it looks like it is coming, enjoy it, have fun, and also, as I said before, take some time to do a little bit of Bible reading. Well, until next time, may God bless you.